Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 25th May 2021. Top stories for today. Malaysia's daily COVID-19 infections soared to 7,298 cases in the past 24 hours. This brings the overall total of cases to more than 525,000 since the pandemic hit the country. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah says that Selangor alone reported a total of 2,642 cases. Meanwhile, Johor recorded 664 cases and Kuala Lumpur with 604. The Coordinating Minister for the National COVID-19 Immunisation Programme, Khairi Jamaluddin, says that the possibility of herd immunity being achieved by December will depend on the mutation of the variants and the effectiveness of the existing vaccines then, in addition to getting those who have not registered to be immunised. He added that the government is now targeting 150,000 people to be vaccinated daily. Separately, a dozen private hospitals were selected to operate as vaccination centres as part of the National COVID-19 Immunisation Programme scheduled to start today. Due to a mix-up in appointment dates notified by the MySejahtera app, those who were present left frustrated when they were told that they got the dates wrong. On the international front, due to the low number of people signing up for the COVID-19 vaccination, Hong Kong may soon have to dispose of millions of coronavirus vaccine doses as the expiry date nears. Although the country has secured more than sufficient doses to vaccinate its entire population of 7.5 million people, vaccine hesitancy and a dismal inoculation drive is slowing down the government's efforts further. Meanwhile, in India, a rapid rise in cases of mucormycosis, also known as black fungus, has added to the challenges faced by India's healthcare system as it deals with a massive second wave of COVID-19 infections. Experts have said that an overuse during the COVID-19 pandemic of certain drugs which suppress the immune system could be causing the surge. Also, Pfizer is in talks with the Indian government over supplies of its COVID-19 vaccine as New Delhi scrambles to bridge shortfalls, having pledged to fast-track approvals for overseas vaccines. And according to a new US study, young children appear to be significant carriers of more contagious variants of the new coronavirus, such as the ones identified in Britain and in California. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.